This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour is Friday, the end of this third week of February, February the 21st. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? I think you do well. Hopefully I can help you along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen to do even better as we talk about some of the trending stories. And my pen drops.
What'd you just drop?
Oh,
it was a dead giveaway when we heard the clink and then we heard your chin go down.
Thank you, Jennifer, for being so forthright. It's always good to have you here to let go of any or all secrets that we have. Speaking of secrets, I'm trying to figure out, and I figure Jennifer may be the best source for this, what in the world is going on between the Russians and Trump, and who's done whom to what. If this story plays out the way it seemed to be playing out or might play out, Mickey Mouse could be Trump. There's nothing in this that I can see that's good for the Trump campaign or the Trump presidency. And I'm sure you, Jennifer's got some kind of a spin on it that'll make it all seem right. So go ahead.
Well, I don't know if there's a spin on it. I just think that a lot is being made about it. There was a hearing.
Shouldn't it be? Shouldn't there be a lot made about it?
Well, I think a lot of people are trying to report it like Trump is directing the Russians to help him meddle in the election. What Russia has done in 2016 and is doing again and probably hasn't stopped is that they're using the internet, they're using social media to try to cause chaos in the system. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Victoria, you said something yesterday about Bernie Sanders and his supporters. That wasn't Bernie Sanders' supporters, right? You said it could be someone else.
Yeah, one of Bernie bros.
The Bernie bros who are going after people and saying sexist things and are threatening violence and all of this stuff. This is where that idea of Russian bots comes in, because Russian bots are designed to create chaos. And so when somebody
can we take it a piece at a time?
Yeah,
of course. Let's take a piece at a part of time. All right, so let's say they are responsible for trying to screw up Bernie's campaign. Who benefits from that?
Trump.
Would you say
Trump.
Another? Yeah, okay. So do you see how you can draw a line between the endorsement of Putin, of Trump, because that's the way sort of the day started. Trump says, Putin says, let's say it's basically an endorsement. And then after that, you find out that there's all of this other huzzerai going on, these shenanigans. It just doesn't, the picture isn't good. I don't see how, even as objective, I think I'm pretty objective about this stuff. And I don't see how this checks out well.
It may not shake out well, but the way the media is reporting this, it's like Trump's on the phone with Putin saying, hey, can you screw things up? What Putin does is cause chaos, and he knows that the person that makes people's mind explode more than anybody else is Donald Trump. And so if there is some interference, and who knows? I mean, we know.
But why
doesn't
Trump say, I disavow, like in the debate the other night? Bernie said, I disavow this, and Bloomberg said, I disavow that. So
President Trump, in reality, when you actually look at the facts as to what's been done, President Trump has actually been much harder on Russia than any of the past four presidents. He's made sure that we're, and especially because of Putin. I mean, you think Reagan's pretty hard on him, but when you look at Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and certainly Obama, President Trump has sided with Ukraine, has actually armed their the person that they're trying to what is it when you take someone over? They're trying to
over what? I mean, trying to
occupy. About,
yeah, okay.
So I mean, Russia's occupying Ukraine. The United States has clearly sided with Ukraine and has handed them weapons to fight against Russia. That's nothing that the Obama administration
good
did
for the military-industrial complex. That's what.
Well, whatever it is not good for Russia. And we've also made sure that we're not getting oil from that area. Everything that the United States has done with an America first policy in mind is not good for Russia. So to somehow suggest that Trump's like being easy on him, that's all made up. And I don't even know where that storyline comes from.
The optics are not great anyway, no matter how you slice it. So let's see how
the optics can be what they are, certainly. But when you look at the facts are the facts.
Well, the Julian Assange angle is very weird. That's his lawyer.
I didn't hear that one. What's that?
Yeah, his lawyer is expected to say that the Trump administration offered Assange a pardon if he would say that Russia was not involved in the 2016 DNC hacking. So that obviously more needs to come out in that, but that's essentially like the Trump administration saying, just say Russia had nothing to do with any of the emails and all that, and essentially had nothing to do in supporting the Trump campaign, and we'll give you a pardon.
Where'd that info come from?
That was trending yesterday. So we're not sure, and that BBC America, all the other, you know, European outlets were reporting on that. We're not sure yet because his lawyer hasn't made the statement, but that's the story that's been floated out, apparently. Mm. So we'll hold off on judgment on that one yet, but that also does not look good for the
Trump
administration.
That's a story that's actually been... that story has actually been floated by Dana Rohrabacher, who is a former congressman here who is a little bit...
he's a crook.
A little eclectic, and he's a congressman who lost his seat a couple of years ago.
Is that the one Daryl Issa is running for?
No, that's Duncan Hunter's seat. But Rohrabacher has always been weirdly connected to Russia, so I'd watch that story because Rohrabacher is not the most...
it is hard to find some. How do you know
sources?
What
if, well, if he's the one that said, hey, I can go to Trump and get you a pardon if you say this, I don't think that that's necessarily credible or something that was actually initiated by Trump's administration.
We have to see what Assange's lawyer is actually going to say. But that was a couple stories that I was reading yesterday from foreign news sources say that that's what his lawyer is prepared to That's the statement his lawyer is prepared to make. So we'll see if that actually came from the person you're talking about or if that came from, if they say it came from the Trump administration. We'll have to see on that one. But,
if Roger Stone is Trump's best friend, I think Trump ought to start looking for some new friends. Yesterday, he was sentenced to 40 months in jail. And about 15 minutes after that, somebody asked the president about a pardon. And the pardon, what was the exact quote?
He thought there was wrongdoing in the case and that it's something he'd consider, but that he was going to wait for right now. And what he's talking about is that the jury foreperson actually came out, and I don't know why this, people just love to talk. So the jury foreperson came out and said that her decision was based on politics. Which is not what you want your jury foreperson to say. And this person was connected not with the Trump administration, but with the previous administration. And that was where the political motivation lied. And so now the judge in the case, who hates Roger Stone, her name is Amy Berman Jackson, not a fan of Roger Stone. He's been saying stupid things about her online. She yells back at him. She actually put a gag order on him so that he couldn't talk about the case anymore. There's no love lost there. But even the judge is now saying, well, crud, we may actually have to redo this trial again. So that's why Trump is holding off on saying, let's see what happens, because he thinks that they're going to have to do another case and that this will be thrown out because Roger Stone's lawyers are going to challenge the jury person.
Just out of curiosity, why were there four different prosecutors involved in this? The feds put up...
That's what the feds do.
Did they change them like that?
It's a team of four.
It's a team, yeah.
Oh,
they all work together.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I don't know. I've never been impressed with him, but that's just my gut reaction to him. It has nothing to do with whether he did what he was charged with or not. I just think the guy looks like and acts like a sleazeball.
Well, he's very flamboyant, but he was charged with exactly the same thing that people in Washington, D.C. are just wandering around with, that are, and they're still serving in Congress or in the Senate. Obstruction and lying to Congress. It's what they nail you for when they can't nail you for anything else.
Right, and that's what I had a problem with, because they didn't seem to be able to get him on the real charge, and this is an old trick that has been used for a long time by a lot of these prosecutors to get somebody catch him on stuff, and it just almost seems like the system doesn't work. In that circumstance, for those reasons, I would be pretty speculative about the whole damn thing, frankly. Speaking of that, Jennifer and I are both in California. Victoria is in New Jersey. Kara's in Washington. The administration is going to change the way water comes from Northern California into Southern California. And that seems to, I mean, it doesn't make any difference what Trump does. He's always going to be scrutinized, especially in California. So I don't know. I can't really make up my mind.
I actually think that this is really smart for him to do in California, not because it's going to make him a big winner in 2020. Although he brought in 4 million votes in 2016, he'll probably bring in more this time from California. He's not going to win the state. But this move actually helps some of the down-ticket races, because independents outnumber Democrats and Republicans in the state, and independents or no party preference typically go back and forth. Okay, who's going to actually serve me? And what Sacramento has done, if you've ever driven up and down Interstate 5, is that you'll see literally the farming community in California has been decimated. Yes. Well, it's been decimated. And you'll see signs that are like handwritten and painted if you drive up and down Highway 5. This dust bowl brought to you by the California legislature. Mm-hmm. And that's because of all the environmental regulations, they've prevented the way that farmers can access water. And so all of the crops, citrus, almonds, which take a lot of water to begin with, dairy farms, they're all going out of business in California because there's no water. So President Trump, because Kevin McCarthy is here in Bakersfield and in Kern County, and Devin Nunes, they explained the situation, and he rerouted federal water to those people. Now, is that going to impact his reelection? No. But if somebody goes, hey, Trump helped me out, and they go out to the polls, and then down tickets start voting for some Republicans, that could actually impact local races. And so from a political standpoint, I think it was a good thing. And just for the right thing to do, to deliver to farmers in the state, it was also the right thing to do, because they're leaving. They're going out of business.
Well, the farming community, as you know, by listening to me and any of my connections, the podcast American Family Farmer Show, which I do every week, focusing on the food industry, the farms and family connection, locavore choices for food, all of that stuff. It is very important for us to be protecting farmers, the asset of the family farm is something that's very unique to America. And so in this case, I would say Trump did the right thing from what I can glean, not only from what you've just said, but I noticed something yesterday afternoon, a couple of the farm trades talking about this. And I had forgotten, I knew a couple of, well, it's almost been 2 years since the problem began in Northern and Central California in terms of agricultural land. So the
it's
fact
because
that,
of the salmon. The environmentalists went nuts to try to prevent salmon eggs. And
in this
it was
case,
spraying
the environmentalists are wrong.
Right.
So, anyway, this gives a balance sort of to the conversation about Trump. Anyway, for a bit. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and now it's time for me to focus on you and your smile. When you see pictures that you like and you smile, or you meet somebody you like and you smile, or you go to work, or whatever it is that would create a lasting impression on people that maybe you meet for the first time, or in some circumstances, I guess the better way is to feel good about yourself. How do you feel about you when you take a look in the mirror and you see that yellow, kind of ugly, stained stuff all over your teeth? The gums are not healthy either when your teeth are not healthy. So let's help ourselves to the most advanced teeth whitening system, all natural power swabs. All you got to do is call 800-208-1797 and get the best smile the easiest way. No sensitivity, there's no trays, no nothing except putting this stuff from the tube onto your teeth and watching them in 5 minutes change into whiter, brighter teeth. And keep doing that and you get the brightest smile you can possibly imagine. Super fast, super easy. Power swabs, 800-208-1797.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Music lovers, and I think people in general are beginning to take big time to Luke Combs with his appearance as a judge on American Idol. He's become very visible.
Luke Bryan.
Yes. There goes my...
But Luke Combs is also very, very big in the country world right
yes,
now.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Tara, for saving
Didn't
my
Did he win this year Entertainer of the Year at the ACMAs?
Luke Combs? No.
The CMAs.
I don't think he's Entertainer of the Year. He was the new star or whatever.
Okay. He's the one that when Garth won, right, he said, oh, that's what it was. So Garth, I think, won Entertainer of the Year.
I gave him a shout out.
Buddy, this is for you next. Yeah, okay.
All right, now that
we're remembering that now.
Whichever Luke, we focused on the Luke of the hour. Anyway, Combs has extended his What You See Is What You Get tour through December of this year. Some new dates are added with the reconfigured sort of in-the-round stage setup. People kind of like that. He said, I wanted to figure out a way for more of y'all to have an opportunity to come. Do I sound like that? Do I sound like, am I credible? Luke Combs. Wanted you to see y'all to see more of what we're doing on stage. So I want to be in the middle of the floor, open up all the seats in every venue. Maybe that's a way for him to make a couple of more bucks, too. Among those places he's going to stop in Boston, he's going to be at the Big Garden. He's going to be in New York at Madison Square Garden. TD Garden is the equivalent in Boston of the Madison Square Garden venue. Supporting him on this leg of the trek is Ashley McBride, Drew Parker, and Ray Fulcher. When they say support, that means opening acts, right?
Yes.
Before they actually go out there? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-sale of tickets begins next week. I believe it's Monday or Tuesday, right? At 12 o'clock local time. Followed by the public on sale the week from today, in fact, 10 o'clock local time, for the What You See Is What You Get tour. The winner
all
is spring
these new
late.
Country of the, all these new country artists we talk about, he's the one I'd actually like to see. I'm playing with the idea of seeing him with Tim McGraw in September.
How old is he, Luke Combs?
Young. In his 20s.
Young. Is he?
Yeah. I think so.
I think that sounds like an unbelievable ticket with Tim McGraw, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Luke Combs, but I love his voice. I think he just has such a great voice.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that would be a losing ticket at all. I think that would be a win-win.
He's going to his home state of North Carolina for the first stadium show in May. He's going to his alma mater, Appalachian State University's stadium. That'll be in Boone, North Carolina. The fall leg of the tour picks up in mid-September, following a summer of festival dates like Carolina Music, the Country Music Fest there in North Myrtle Beach. North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And Faster Horses, which is in Brooklyn, Michigan. Additionally, Combs is going to join Tim McGraw for a pair of stadium shows in L.A. and Philly. Tour takes its name from Combs' second album, which reached the top of the sales charts when it was released in November. So, there you go. Luke Combs making a name for himself. 26 past the hour on the DJB program. The soft rock group America announcing a 50th anniversary world tour. My God, they've been around for 50 years. That's a great song. Ventura Highway, that's what they started with in the early 70s. This is a great song. All this, Horse With No Name, Sister Golden here, great songs. So anyway, they're going to celebrate the anniversary of their self-titled debut album. They had the number one hit, A Horse With No Name, in that album. The band's tour will kick off this weekend in at the Bergen, what's the PAC?
Performing Arts Center.
Ah, thank you. Should have figured that out on my own. And dates across the country before heading to Europe in July. Tour concludes in Germany later in July. In a Q&A, America discussed their favorite TV and movie scenes where their songs were used. One of Dewey Bunnell said, I loved hearing Horse With No Name being used in an episode of Breaking Bad as Walter White was literally driving through the desert. Jerry Beckley added, my personal favorite is an episode of The Sopranos where one of the characters was taken out while driving as the car came crashing to a stop. Sister Golden here was playing on the radio. A biography, the group titled America the Band, an authorized biography published in May as well. So tickets are on sale now if you go to the band's website, America.com. And there might be something if they came to Boston. I wouldn't mind seeing them this summer, America. At 29 after, this is the DJB program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This November, we're going to take back the House. We're going to hold the Senate.
President Trump holds a rally in Colorado Springs last evening, where he again slams what he calls hoaxes and witch hunts that were designed by Democrats to try to overturn the 2016 election.
The radical left's attempt to poison our democracy have totally failed. They have been a complete flop.
Earlier, President Trump told reporters he believes his ally Roger Stone has a good chance of being exonerated. After Stone was sentenced yesterday to over 3 years in prison, he'd been found guilty of obstruction of justice, lying to Congress, and witness tampering as part of the Russia probe. The president suggesting that the jury was biased in its treatment of Stone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Chillin' with Shillin. Yeah, I like the way that sounds. How do you like that?
Yeah, people said that to me all through high school.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm not the first one to think of that.
Netflix and right. Chillin'?
There we go. Killin' with Chillin'? No. All right, Chillin' Victoria.
With Chillin' villain? I've heard that. Yep.
Really? It's 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Chillin'. And Doug Steffen on the air for Friday, the 21st. I must call your attention to our expanded access on Facebook. Doug, Jen, Victoria, it's facebook.com/DJV show. And yesterday, as you'll remember, every day we sort of celebrate a different day. What's today? Today's National Women's Heart Day. All right, so we'll talk about that in a moment. Yesterday was National Pet Day. And so we posted six. We asked people after seeing a picture posted of Daisy May on the glass of the coffee table in my living room on the farm. And then other people were encouraged to send pictures of their pets, and there were some really cute ones. If you look, excuse me, at the Facebook page, I'm looking at some of them. I actually looked at them last night. I left the picture of Daisy. It's such just characters, but. M.K. Feeney, who does a lot of work on the web, has a picture of her dog posted there. Brian Rose, who'd been listening to me. I've known him for a long, long time. His dog, Foxy, is posted there. One of the listeners named Shirley Goodson's put her, it looks like birds. Charlie and Nicholas are her birds. And she, one of them hangs out like a bat. Donald Trapp sent me a picture of his cat named Knight. You like that, Jennifer. Susie Ortiz sent a picture of her dogs. Bonnie Ellison Eichelberger sent a cute older dog. Miss Timber is what she's called. And a picture of her with a little, you know, one of those little dolls that the dogs like to chew on. Janice Jones Kitchen sent a picture of her dog, who also happens to be named. It's actually a video of Daisy and Coco that's kind of cute. Cindy Orozco sent Slinky and Cody, interesting combo. Shirley, another one here named Shirley. Celeste Walk Erickson sent pictures of Tutu and Jade. Elizabeth Mooney Miller. See how you can start the little stuff? These are just, they're cute. If you go to the Facebook page, Josh Harden, congratulations for Jade. Good thing. There's Tom Brower, who just sent one of the cartoon things from Peanuts. Life is better with a dog. I think that's for sure. Vicki Rice Randolph sent a picture of Shadow. So all those. And you can throw a picture of your dog in, too. That's one of the nice things about Facebook. Kind and gentle. You don't have to be involved in all kinds of foolishness. It's just a nice place to share thoughts and love and affection, in this case, for your dog. So that's facebook.com/DJV show. Let's see if we can work our way into something that's wise here. And I got to tell you, after a week of this virus, the coronavirus conversation, I got to tell you, I have a much different perspective on it now than I did on Monday. You may or may not have seen what Senator Cotton, who's a Republican from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, suggesting that the coronavirus was created in a lab in China. Apparently, he has some connections to people in China. And we had on somebody yesterday, after you left, Jennifer, from the Epoch Times, which is a Chinese news agency here in America, run by former Chinese. Well, they're still Chinese, but they have moved, they've expatriated and moved to America. And one of the things the lady said, she came from Wuhan, right, Victoria? She moved here from Wuhan, but she went through a lot of the things. Basically, Wuhan is the military center, and lots of weaponry is built there. And so her suggestion, less than subtle, was that this was done in a weapons lab. And I think we've talked about that for a while here, back and forth. But the rapid spread of the virus is what people are talking about. And so this particular lab is only a few miles away from a food market. This they have what the biosafety level is 4 there, and I'm not sure on the scale of 1 to 10, 4 is closer to the bottom, I think, than to the top. So it's called the Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory. The facility researches disease pathogens. And because it's near a market,
I got the impression that the level 4 thing came from that was like a clearance level, that it was like a high security. That's kind of what I got from what she
high
was
security
saying.
To be in there. You mean
yes, that it's, if it's a level 4, it means you have to have high security clearance to be in that lab. Mm-hmm. That was the impression I got from the way she was describing the level 4 thing.
Well, anyway,
which would make even more sense, because the higher the security, the more dangerous the crap that they're creating is. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Exactly. So anyway, looking at the numbers we've come up with this week, and the fact that it could be something that kills 140 million people in China by the time it's over, this is not great, frankly. Not great. All right. So that's that. Let's talk about the ratings. Victoria, have you got the overall numbers from the Democratic debate on Wednesday night, and who did what with whom? May I make an observation? One thing I noticed yesterday was all the crowing that
Elizabeth Warren?
Elizabeth Warren's camp was getting crowing about the $5 million they got during the
the debate.
Well, I'll tell you why they were crowing about it, actually, and I don't want to encroach on Victoria, but I just opened up an article in the New York Times today, and it's talking about what campaigns have spent and what kind of cash they have on hand and all of this stuff. And no surprise, I mean, Bloomberg's out spending them all, but Elizabeth Warren is spending a lot. Elizabeth Warren spent, I think, the fourth most. She spent $91 million so far on the raise. Wow. And she and Bernie Sanders are actually raising the most. So she's raised, let's see, since January, she raised $10.4 million. In the cycle, she's raised $81.5 million, which is big. But she's low on her cash at hand. She's actually the lowest, except for Tulsi Gabbard. She's got less cash on hand than Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders, who, for the other than Bernie, have actually outraised her. So as much money as she's brought in, she's been spending a lot as well, and she's just burning through the cash. So, of course, if she's making some money during that debate, that probably is
making
her feel like
she can
stick around.
Is, though. I mean, the fact that they take shots at Bloomberg, at least he's not beholden to anybody.
Right.
I remember when Trump ran the last time around.
They're not buying the race. They're earning the race. That's what they would say.
Well,
but I thought this was kind of interesting. The New York Times said, how much do you think Bloomberg spent per minute since January that he's been in the race?
I don't know. He spent $465 million. I don't know what it boils down
to. $5,000 per minute. $82 per second is what Bloomberg has spent so far. $7 million.
He wasn't well known. He thinks he'd do a good job. A lot of people think he'd do a good job, or he wouldn't be in the position that he's in the race. I don't think his position changed it much at all after the debate the other night.
A lot of times what people do is that they actually count how many votes you get, and then they multiply by what you spent, basically, to come up with how many, the dollar figure per vote. And so, obviously, Bloomberg doesn't have any votes yet because he hasn't been on the ballot. But they did it for Tom Steyer, who's also spent a lot for the race.
Mm.
And in New Hampshire, Tom Steyer spent $1,700 for every vote that he got in New Hampshire. And Bloomberg's number will be higher than that, most likely.
The numbers for spending this year on radio and television alone, which is what my focus is, not on social media or in newspaper, but in broadcast advertising dollars, there is going to be some of the numbers. The first estimates were $8 billion, and then it was $12 billion. It's now $17 billion that will be spent in advertising to get people elected between the presidential race, the House race, the Senate race, gubernatorial. That's absurd. It's obscene. But that's the way it's going. So, anyway, so how did shake out, Victoria? What do you have?
Well, Bloomberg did not have a good night, but NBC definitely did. And nearly 20 million people watched the debate on NBC and MSNBC on Wednesday night. And it was a two-hour telecast. It broke the previous Democratic primary record of 18 million by 2 million people. That's a pretty sizable margin to go up. The previous mark was set in June of 2019 for night two of the first Democratic debate. Night two of last June's debate had Biden and Bernie, so that those were the two big attractions for night two. Night one was kind of the B team. So this one, and I think a lot of it had to do with curiosity to see Mike Bloomberg. I think that a lot of people have been seeing, like Jen said, he's been spending a lot of money. A lot of people have seen the ads. Unfortunately, it was a very disappointing night for him, for his supporters, for his staff, for whomever maybe gets fired from his staff after that, I don't know. Lots of reports coming out saying that even though the reaction from a lot of people, including us, was, wow, his staff really should have prepped him better. Well, a lot of reports are coming out saying that his staff actually really did prep him very well, but then in a similar sort of Trump-esque way, he kind of just went off script and decided
to... That's what I heard, too. That he didn't want to take the training, actually, is what I heard.
You can be sure of that if he wants
to
do it again.
He was disappointed. He spoke yesterday in, I don't even know where he was, probably South Carolina. He said that there's another chance for him to redeem himself. But really, watch Tuesday's debate. I mean, we'll see what's going to happen. You know that the same thing is going to happen again. And his challenge is going to not to be angry when he gets attacked, but to actually provide substantive answers. That's going to, that's the only way he's going to recover from all this. Because I think the inclination is that when you've been attacked like this is to come out fighting hard. And I don't think that's going to serve him very well. He's going to have to just provide the answers that they're trying to nail him with.
And he can't be, I mean, he had some eye rolls and, you know, he can't be dismissive when a lot of women, especially with those NDAs, Elizabeth Warren now, has written up a release. You know, she taught, you know, contract law at Harvard. So she wrote a release for him that would allow for any of the women who had signed the NDAs to come forward, speak their piece, but also not sue him, which obviously would be the concern for anyone involved in an NDA. So when he said, well, everyone signed the NDAs and we're going to live with it, that was his sort of standard answer. And everyone else on stage said, well, you can release the people from the NDA and then we allow them to speak what, you know, their truth. And, you know, obviously everyone else wants to dig up more dirt on him. So
we'll
see where that
the
goes.
The fact is that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders cannot beat Trump. Period. End of story.
I don't know that is a fact anymore, though, with Bernie. I don't think Elizabeth Warren can. But with Bernie, though, I think that's the narrative that a lot of people, whether you're on the Republican side or you're on the establishment Democratic side, people want to believe. Well, I'm not saying you. I'm saying that's a narrative that's out there that Bernie can't beat Trump. Bernie can't beat. And that's what they said in the last election. But I don't know. I'm not a huge Bernie person, but I don't know that that's, I think we're being fed that lie. I don't know that that's really actually the case anymore.
He's got more enthusiasm than any other Democrat.
Obviously. There's a lot of enthusiasm behind him. The Democratic National Committee will not let him win that
committee. They may not have a choice, though, this time. They don't, because if you think about it,
there's so much pressure on them right now. I think you're right. I think they don't want him. But I think and even Bloomberg has said this. He said, you know, we're a couple weeks away from Bernie basically being unstoppable. And then what's the DNC supposed to do?
Right.
The DNC is supposed to say, sorry, guys, we know that this is who you want, but we're going to take him away from you.
And then
that'll break up the party big time.
Yes.
And make him run as a third party, which will then really screw your chances of winning.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, last time they had Hillary to prop her up and say, hey, wait a minute, no, this is really the candidate. This is the one who, you know, who can win. They don't have that secondary option now because you can kind of go to everybody else and everyone's kind of like, well, maybe Biden, maybe Bloomberg. I don't know that they can really stop the Bernie train this time around, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right, so there's the overview of the debate. Jennifer, what do we have in terms of overviews for television tonight and over the weekend that are highlights?
Well, some highlights and some lowlights. We have a new episode of Blue Bloods tonight, which I know is what you and I are going to be watching.
Yep.
And there's also Haunting in the Heartland. I always like these. This is on the Travel Channel. Paranormal investigator Steve Shippey is going. He grew up in a home that was plagued by spirits. So now he's going to the Midwest, and he's looking at some really haunted sites in the Midwest. That's tonight at 10 o'clock on the Travel Channel. This week at the Comedy Cellar, also new tonight if you need a laugh, on Comedy Central. And Gold Rush, Dave Turin's Lost Mine on Discovery at 9 o'clock. This weekend, if you haven't seen Rocket Man, it's coming to Epix on Saturday. And the season premiere. Yeah, the season premiere of Better Call Saul is on Sunday on AMC at 10 o'clock.
That's the inherited Breaking Bad show.
Yes.
Yeah, and the guy who's the star of it is a great character actor. He's been around for 100 years. So that might be a good take. Speaking of good takes.
By the way, The Walking Dead is also back. Mid-season premiere on AMC.
Thank you very much. Mike Lindell, not the Walking Dead, although he didn't sleep well and he didn't look well for a long time. And he invented, because an engineer, he was frustrated, every pillow he used went flat. Most pillows are designed to break down and then you have to throw them away and buy new ones. So he decided he was going to change that reality, and he did with the invention of My Pillows for himself and his friends. And now look at that, 15 years later. He's got a huge factory, 1,600 people working around the clock to make these MyPillows for you. You can wash them. You can dry them. They're great. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV for the special deals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Laptop of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $569.99.
You save $260 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
But hurry, this and other PC deals are good this week only.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/22/20 while supplies last.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen to review with Victoria Keenan. Actually, she does all the heavy lifting. I just say, number five. So we'll work our way to number one. Five topics this week that seem to impact a lot of people when it comes to technology. And the first one has to do with the stats on people who are stupid enough to be on the edge of a cliff and take a selfie.
Yes, and there are a lot of them. A new survey found that 41% of us, not us here on this show, but 41% of people surveyed, these are Americans, have already risked their safety to pursue a selfie. And it's just crazy, and we do hear about these selfie deaths now more and more. A third of the respondents have visited a destination purely to get a selfie. 4% admitted that they endangered someone else for the sake of a good selfie. So this poll questioned just over 2,000 people, and it found that men are more likely than women to take risks. 61% of males accepted the challenge of a cliff edge photo. Sometimes people fall off the cliff. 38% of females said they had accepted a challenge to do that. More than 1 in 10 have sustained injuries while attempting a selfie, and the reported accidents range from falling down hills to falling off bikes, being knocked down by waves in the ocean, lots of stupid stuff. The latest study comes 7 months after research proved that selfies gone wrong, which are called sometimes selficides, have accounted for more deaths than shark attacks. 259 people worldwide died in 137 selfie-related accidents between 2011 and 2017, compared to just 50 people who were killed by sharks.
So, lovely.
Yep.
Number four, Apple's next iPhone is coming out in March, even though what in the world, the impact of the coronavirus on stuff being made in China is big time, isn't it?
It is.
Victoria?
And it will, it is big time, and it will be a lot bigger. So this is iPhone's budget phone. This is called the SE. And the new SE, which is rumored to be called either the SE2 or the iPhone 9, because there isn't a 9 right now, this is the budget level. So it's a little over a four inch screen, and it's the cheapest entry into the iPhone family at $399. It's a 4.7 inch display. It has actually a lot of internal storage, 64 gigs, which is almost twice as much as the previous SE. It also has the home button, which a lot of people like, and this will be out in March. Now, look for the delays to really happen this fall when iPhone 12 will probably be announced, but who knows when we'll actually get our hands on those phones, because they're all made in China in the factories, and coronavirus has shut everything down. Yeah.
That's it. Number three has a focus on what a lot of people are putting in their home, those Ring doorbell cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the users of the Ring doorbell camera, this is owned by Amazon. Amazon owns Ring. They are now saying that because they've had so many security breaches, if you have a Ring account, you now must use the two-factor authentication for extra safety and security. So if you have these cameras, you have to go into the control center on the app, activate the two-factor authentication, because so many people have had their cameras hacked. People buy them used on eBay, and the former owner can still hack into them and still get into the account. Right. It's been a total disaster in terms of security. So if you don't want anybody controlling the camera in your home or at your front door, you're going to have to now, moving forward, you're going to have to use the two-factor authentication, which is a lot safer. It's not foolproof, but it is a lot safer.
All right, number two is a focus on Uber and what's changing there, that reality.
Yeah, Uber added a new tool this week for safety for riders and it's called on-trip reporting. Now, in the past, if you had an uncomfortable ride or if the driver made you uncomfortable in some way, you had to finish the ride and then you're able to report it. Now, this new safety tool allows you to, in real time, report discreetly to Uber's safety team and let them know what's going on. If the driver's driving erratically or is asking you inappropriate questions, whatever it may be that makes you feel uncomfortable, this is part of
honey,
the new,
would you like to go to dinner?
That has happened to some of my friends. Like it's just really creepy, you know. So,
yep.
Where are you going to be later? I'll pick you up, and you know, things like that. It's inappropriate and creepy. So now you can actually report this stuff in real time, and then Uber will have some evidence, and they'll either go to the driver and retrain them, or give them some additional training, or in some cases, if there's a pattern that's established, they can fire the driver.
Number one this week. Digital transactions and cash and credit and all this stuff. Germs. Look out for the germs.
Well, we've been hearing stories that in China they're actually washing the currency to get rid of the virus. But it turns out, new study shows, that if you use ATMs, credit cards, or the payment tablets that are at a lot of stores now, that those actually harbor way more germs than physical cash money. So either use your digital wallet on your phone or use some good old-fashioned cash if you want to cut down on the coronavirus chances or flu virus in general.
Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, top five tech stories of the week here at 59 past the hour.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.